Prayer for When You Covet Another's Success by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Luke 10:2. Have you ever wondered if there's room for you? Maybe you feel compelled to start something new or pursue a new path, but there are already so many who have proven their success before you that space feels limited. Perhaps you've had a dream tucked in your heart from the time you were young, yet you see someone else doing something similar, and it seems to diminish your large dream into a much smaller one. I can relate. In the past few years, I left my career to pursue what I felt God was calling me to, women's ministry. I began following other women in ministry, their blogs, reading their books, and their social media platforms. More often than not, rather than be inspired by their work, the enemy crept in, telling me lies that their ideas are better than mine, that they already were doing the work needed, so there was no more room for me, that opportunities were scarce, that their success is already proven to be far greater than mine, that the work for me is limited. But this is what Jesus reminds us in the first part of today's scripture. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. Be encouraged by this passage. The harvest is great, not small. Others' success, it doesn't limit ours. We serve a God that has placed unlimited, abundant opportunities before us to write, to speak, to serve, to create, to dream big, to be and become. So don't be entangled any longer in the enemy's lie that everything is scarce and see another person's success as better than yours. Don't compare your beginning to someone else's middle. The truth is, there's an abundant need in the world for you. The world is waiting to hear from you, and God wants you to partner with Him in kingdom work here on earth. He created your voice for specific people that are in need of your specific work, your gifts, and your calling. The second part of this passage says, to pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Oh, friends, how assuring to know that we can pray to the one in charge of endless opportunities. He'll make a way for your success and equip you and only you for the specific assignment he has for you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the reminder in Scripture that there is plenty of work, that the harvest is plentiful. Thank you for creating us with only our unique voice and purpose. We don't have to feel left behind by the success of others. Instead, help us to cheer others on. Thank you for choosing to partner with us to help advance your kingdom here on earth. Today, I'm asking you to continue to bless the women around me in similar assignments as mine. Change my heart to have one of love and encouragement rather than of doubt and covetousness. Forgive me for believing the lies the enemy has discouraged me with, telling me that opportunities are scarce. Thank you that we can pray to you, the one in charge of the harvest, and ask you to send us into the field. Father, keep us focused on you and continue to stir in our heart a passion to make your name known. Please infuse our hearts with the truth that this world needs our exact voice and exact skills that you have blessed us with. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.